Look, if you're thinking about starting a cash practice, or you just started one and you're making less than $5,000 a month, you need to take a serious look at the Gym PT Blueprint. I put this course together for you. The PT is trying to do his own thing, that doesn't want to have to work for somebody else seeing 30 people a day and hating their job. And I did this so that you can skip all that time and wasted energy and money that it takes to learn things the hard way and follow a proven system that has helped over 100 cash practice owners start, run, and grow successful practices in the last 9 months alone. Guys, this is something that can significantly help your business. It's just up to you to decide if you're willing to invest in yourself. Head over to drdannymatei.com, go to the products, and check out the Gym PT Blueprint right there. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. Hey, what's going on, guys? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. And today's Thursday, so almost the weekend. Congratulations. You've almost made it. Hopefully you're up to something cool this weekend. It's Labor Day this coming weekend, so I'm recording this on a Thursday. And we'll hang with the family. We'll do some fun stuff and grill out. And hopefully you guys are hanging with your family and enjoying the people around you that really actually matter the most, right? And be present in that and enjoy that time. So if you haven't noticed recently, I've been on a bit of a personal finance kick, okay? And I'm going to berate everyone once more who doesn't have a retirement account with some raw data and just some facts of why you should do this. And so if I lose some listeners because you guys have already started a retirement account, then awesome. You probably don't have to listen to this, but it might be worth it for a refresher. Those of you that do not even know what I'm talking about, this one podcast might very well be the most important thing you could ever listen to and implement going forward. And I don't say that lightly, because for many people, financial security is something they never get. And for a lot of folks, they'll never make millions and millions of dollars. And you don't need to if you're smart with your money. You don't need anywhere near that. You can be very much middle class income. And PTs, look, we don't go to school because we're trying to make, $500,000 a year in salary. This is not how it works. Now, if you start your own business, can you get to that point? Sure. I mean, you could become a billionaire if you wanted to. You're kind of betting on yourself. The likelihood of that's pretty low, but you have the opportunity to do it, but one thing we all have the opportunity to do is to be able to be fiscally responsible with what we do make and pay ourselves first and put that money towards something that is going to grow and accumulate over time. So what I want to talk about just quickly is this idea of compounding interest and why I think compounding interest is so damn interesting. And there's a really interesting Albert Einstein quote. I'm actually going to look it up real quick just so I don't butcher this. So Albert Einstein says, "Compounding interest is the eighth wonder of the world. He who understands it earns it. He who doesn't pays it." Let that sink in for a second, because compounding interest is basically the accumulation of money on top of other money as it earns a interest rate or a rate of return from an investment. It could be from lending something, like for instance, your mortgage. Your mortgage, most people is 30 years. And let's say right now mortgage rates are around 4.5%. So 4.5% of, let's say, $100,000 really isn't that much money if it's paid back in a year, right? But if you pay that over a 30-year period, that turns into a lot of money. And same thing with investing. So it's the other way around. So when you start to invest, it's the time that is the most important thing. It's not necessarily the amount of money initially. It's the time that is so important. And for those of you that are listening to this, most of you probably aren't making so much money that you're exempt from some of these retirement savings vehicles that you can invest in. One of them being a Roth IRA, which is a Roth IRA is a retirement vehicle that you pay taxes on before you put money into the account. Now, people will say, oh, well, you get no tax advantage from that. And that might be the case. And if you have a huge amount of, you know, net profit in a business, you might want to put money into a account where you're going to get a tax benefit. But if you're not, then you're better off putting money into a Roth IRA. And the reason why is you'll pay taxes on it now and you're in a semi-low tax bracket. And not only that, who knows what your tax bracket will be whenever you're older and you probably have a lot more money. Now, the beauty of it is you pay taxes on it now and you never have to pay taxes on it again, including the gains that are made over the duration of time that you leave it in this vehicle, this investment vehicle of a Roth IRA. Think of it like it's like its own sort of little bank, right? Its own little bank, and the money just starts to accumulate and grow and compound on itself and become something very significant one day. And there is a really interesting article. I put it in the Friday email that I send out to my email list, and it's a NerdWallet article, and it's all about compounding interest, and it shows some different charts. But one of the things that they had in there I thought was really interesting was the difference between how much money you'll have in a retirement account based on the time at which you start saving. So the three different kind of start points that they looked at was 25 years old, 35 years old, and 45 years old. Okay, so if you don't know, or if you're not on the email list, you won't see the charts for this, but just imagine you started either at 25, 35, or 45, okay? So if you put in $250 a month at any of those ages, and you did that until you were 65, and you got an 8% return, that means that you earned 8% on your money on average each year for the duration of the time that you're in there, which is basically kind of normal market return. If you start at 25 and you put $250 into an account every month and you got 8% interest on that over the course of time that was in there, you would have $878,570 in a tax or retirement account. So damn near close to $1 million. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Let's say you hold off and you hold off and you're 35 and you decide, okay, I'm finally going to start. I'm going to start putting $250 in a month. I'm at 35, so 10 years later. Well, if you did that from the time you were 35 to the time you were 65, with the same amount of money, $250 a month, 8% annual return, the amount of money you would have would be $375,073. So less than half with a 10-year difference. That is the power of compounding interest. Let's say you wait until you're 45. So now all of a sudden you're 45 and you get a late start. You've just been busy, you've been doing other things and, you know, whatever. You just haven't been very, very good with your money or really even knew what to do. And all of a sudden somebody says, hey, you're saving for retirement. And you're like, you have an oh shit moment of, oh no, I haven't. Now I have to play catch up. What the hell? So I start taking $250 a month and putting it in. So from your 45 until your 65, that 8% return equals $148,236. Which is even less than half of the person that started when they were 35. So here's really the point of all this. The sooner you start, the better. And it doesn't have to be $250 a month. Guys, it could be $50 a month. And I'm telling you, as soon as you start doing this in an automated way, and that's key, once you start doing this in a very automated, regular way where it just gets taken out every month, you're going to start to not miss that money one bit. And then you're going to realize, man, I actually have a decent chunk of change saved up in there. Now, don't be a dumbass and take it out and have to pay a bunch of fees on it because you want to buy a BMW. Let's just imagine it's not even there, okay? It doesn't even exist. But you'll start to, you know, notice, man, this is starting to turn into a good bit of money. I wonder if I could maybe put more in. You know, could I put more in and still not really feel the difference? You know, this is what's interesting with people when they first start doing this. And in most cases, they don't. They don't notice a difference with a couple $100 difference in what they're putting in. Say it's $100 to $300 of what they're putting away. But if you started, you're 25 years old right now. Maybe you're younger, even better. Man, the younger you can start, the better it is because that money just accumulates and compounds. So if you're 25 years old and you're listening to this right now, I'm talking directly to you. If you're 25 years old and you are not setting up a Roth IRA and contributing $50 a month at a minimum to that sucker. You're shooting yourself in the foot. Because if you're doing $250 a month from the time you're 25 to 65, that's almost $900,000. If you wait till you're 35, it's less than $400,000. And that is already taxed money, by the way. That money is not getting taxed. Imagine if your salary didn't get taxed. That's basically the equivalent whenever you put this into a Roth IRA and you let it sit there. So guys, this is it. I'm not going to berate you about this anymore. I probably bring it up occasionally because I do think it's important. But if you're looking for a simple way to start this, I've had a good experience recently. I actually moved all my money over that I have in Roth IRAs to a company called Betterment. And I get nothing from this company. I don't have any sort of affiliate relationship with them. I don't know much about, you know, whatever. All I know is that it's extremely simple. They have low fees. They have a good reputation, and they made it very simple for me to be able to change or to move all of the money that we had in these multiple different Roth IRA accounts that I opened up. We had about six different ones for me to be able to put all of them in one place and see everything and just make it very, very simple. So this idea of having like an automatic withdrawal, you can absolutely do it in that. It's something that it would be a very, very good move for you to start doing this now. Take a look at Betterment. It's BETTERMENT.com. And you can take a look at the stuff that they have, but it might be a good place to start. There's plenty of other options out there. That's just the one that I've used recently that I would recommend. So guys, I hope that you take this and you decide to implement it, take action on it, and do it today. If you're listening to this and you think, you know what? I'll wait until Saturday when I get a little bit of time. Well, guess what? On Saturday, you're going to go to some festival and you're going to start drinking beer, and then you're going to forget all about what the heck you were actually planning on doing. And instead, why don't you do it right now? Why don't you go connect everything? You could have this done in under 20 minutes. Have everything set up and start having automatic withdrawals taken out and have your financial security long term set up to be successful, right now today, instead of waiting until this weekend, because it's probably not going to happen. So guys, that's it. Personal finance. I promise you we'll continue to talk about entrepreneurship, but what's it worth if you make a bunch of money and you don't actually keep it all? Because it's not about what you make, it's about what you keep. Hey, real quick before we go, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I'm overwhelmed with how many positive reviews we've had on iTunes so far, and we have over 100 reviews currently, and just in the last 9 months of starting this practice. The other area I'm really proud of is our PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group. If you want to get involved in the conversation and not just listen to me talk to you and our guests about what's working in our businesses currently, head over to Facebook and join the PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group. It's really simple. We'd love to have you in the community, and there's so much you can learn from everybody that's in there. I can't wait to see you there. Thanks so much for listening.